Allow me to apologize for being 2 minutes late. I got lost.
And,
I got lost. I was on the right floor, but right floor, right building. But welcome, honorable members. This is going to be probably the shortest meeting you ever attended. We're not going to get into any merits. We're not going to discuss in any detail anything. We're going to do one thing and I'll explain what it is. Those of you that are not familiar with the process, recently on the House before the resolution that was carried. And the resolution was that this committee should re-establish itself in the same form that it was, with the same membership, and to continue its work. This is just to confirm that resolution and to have such a meeting so that we can just look at the program and way forward. Those of you that are not familiar with the membership, I can read it out quickly. Sturges, Fichler, always honorable. Ngabadeli, Maki, Brain, the Bedi, Bengu, Mathia, Santo, Abrams, Jacobus, Mania Stibber, Ramavakani, and Professor Nsula. Those are membership. Some of them from the ruling party of alternates. Before you have got the program, the proposed program before you, there are apologies from the Honourable FIFA. The Honourable Jacobus had an operation recently and I know she's been relieved until further notice on medical. The Honourable Tabel is attending a pub thing. There is a written apology, Pan-African Parliament in the Middle Rand. That's the Honourable Tabel. The Honourable De Brain has also been relieved of her parliamentary obligations until further notice. She has permission together with the Honourable Fichler. Back to the parliamentary program. We're going to say goodbye to each other tomorrow in the House. And thereafter, the committee will be, there will be opportunity committees to sit for another week or so. The unfortunate thing is that I, rather the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence going on oversight for next week, and we will not be available at full next week. So in terms of further participation of this committee, unless you elect yourself under the chair, you won't have my assistance. When we come back from that oversight, I doubt whether the honourable members are going to want to participate in any extensive engagement on this particular bill. If you then look at the parliamentary program, given that the year is then, so to say, finished, your parliamentary program will tell you that up until the 28th of January, it's in holiday and constituency area. So from December right up until the 28th of January next year, we will either be dealing with holidays or constituency period. In order for us to have meetings there, it's a whole problem that you know. There's no urgency in the sense that we would be given permission to sit in a constituency period. Normally that will happen if you are trying to finish the bill before the end of the year. but to ask for permission to sit during that period is a seeking of trouble. So we must accept that up until the 28th of January, this committee, this ad hoc committee, will not be able to meet. Again, between the 28th of January and the 8th of February, it is committee's oversight and study tours. Now, JSCI has not been on an overseas trip since its inception 2009. The slot was given to us. You recall the original ruling was that one portfolio committee would only be allowed to go overseas once in a 5-year cycle. We have been negotiating with the Americans, the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence, and this is the period, unfortunately, now that the JSCI is more than likely to go overseas. It will be between 28th and 8th of February. So again, the chairperson won't be available. The Americans are meeting next week to give us some indication, but again, the question is there an urgency that we should meet in that, which is basically just 1 week. So, if you can look at your program now before you, you'll see your program allows for a meeting today. To put the accurate assessment from 2 to 2.30, I think we should be finished with 2:40, if you insist. The next meeting is Tuesday, the 12th of February. And that's taken into account what I've just said now. So that the necessity of having a program, if I might just remind you, unless we have a program or a draft program approved, we cannot book venues for meetings. Now, when the program changes for whatever reason, because Tuesday is not going to be appropriate time, or, you know, that we can always do at a later stage. At this stage, we need to be able to put the staff in a position to book venues for the ad hoc committee to meet. I don't think we know at this stage yet what the precise program of Parliament will be on this particular Tuesday or these particular weeks. So, whether we're going to meet from 9 to 12 or whether we're going to meet from 2 to 3 or whatever the case is, I think it's accepted in Parliament now that ad hoc committees must move between the space because members are always serving on their portfolio committees that we've got preference. And the ad hoc committee, unless we are doing something urgent, to come and say, now, but hold it, you will come to this meeting, which is an ad hoc committee, and people might be engaged in our committees, this is their work there. So as an ad hoc committee, we need to find the place where we can. At this stage, we don't know, so this is the first possible date. I think we will have better understanding when we get back next year in January, and then we can adjust the program. And again, as always, I will consult with members of the committee that serve on the committee as to availability, so that when we set a meeting, the minister's people are available, that if they need to be there, the committee members are available, and so that there's no controversy that, you know, when we have a meeting, people have to attend our meeting. So this, honourable members, is as draft as a draft can be, based on what I've just said. There's no urgency for us to get into the detail of draft because we don't have that. All that we know is that those dates that I gave you, January, February, those dates are fixed. What Parliament is going to do after the 8th of February, we need to look at, and then we need to find the time in those days. So it might not be 9 to 12, but we will look at that, and then it might be necessary to adjust this. Do we need one? Why do we need one? Yes, one of them.
Just one conference chair. So if you have that. application. And I have said that difficulties on the Tuesdays and Thursdays and Fridays are possibly obtained for a long time for any deliberations cut by your comments. If you are with this, next week. And then my other concern was that we can be one of those things.
Any other comments on the news? You will know from the program that the first issue will be to deal with the minister, and you will recall the last meeting we had, there was a long debate that Friday, I think it was, as to whether the minister is going to come and comment on the public hearings and so forth and so on. And there was a feeling that was going around there that the minister should come, and that it's normal for the Department of the Public Hearings to come and voice their what's name, because there had been on the table an indication that the minister had nothing further to say. So I think the indication that came out of the meeting was, no, let's call the minister, let the minister not take that way. So I think that would be sort of a good point to start. Let's get the minister there, let the minister comment on the... because I'm sure there's been enough time now for the minister to have looked at a lot of what is going on in the public hearings and the newspaper and so forth. And then so we might get a valuable response from the minister that can take the process forward. And from there, once we get that, obviously there would be... we will be looking at revising the program, looking at time periods and so forth, and whether any further presentations need to be. But at this stage, I think it's not just moving the road. Before that, there is an honorable member coming. I did find out that it's coming today. I was still with today. I suppose coming today. Yes, Honorable Maki.
I just wanted to get you to this one.
Yes.
I'm interested in the conditions. Informal deliberations on the deal.
Yes.
The informal part of the deal.
What does informal mean?
I understand it would be that we're just going around.
Now, when we... this type of language is staff language, you see. When we talk of formal, then we are normally in the process of meeting. We talk of informal, there are discussions amongst the members. We are trying to help one another understand what is the thinking on... because this is after what the minister... this is after the minister's presentation on what's name. So it would be that type of, but I don't remember the way forward and how the program will look is something which we will determine, right? If there's something more substantial that needs to be done on that particular day or on another day. As I said, we will only have a better understanding of Parliament's program when we come back next year. This is to allow us to book venues, you see. So then we have a venue for the date, and we have to watch them, and then, you know, otherwise you will find, if you leave the thing, you will not be able to get venues for meetings.
Chairperson, I propose that we adopt the program, the appropriation, from time to time, and then the highest.
Now, there's a proposal that is seconded. I take it that is there any amendment to the proposal? Is there anybody? Yes, Honourable, you want to amend the proposal?
Just to say that I like the tomorrow.
So that's not an amendment. So the proposal is that the program before you be adopted on the understanding that if necessary, it would be an ended when the time comes. I remember that program then is carried. And before we adjourn, is there anything from the minister's office that I understand the minister's overseas? We did give him notice of such a meeting, but because we wanted to just see his availability regarding this issue. In the event that on that particular day, we already, but seen it in the CD world, obviously in the meantime, see that the minister clears his program for that particular day. Okay? Otherwise, if there is some compelling reason why the minister won't be available, let the UNICA notify us timelessly so that we can adjust the program. It's not going to help if you're expecting a response from the minister on the 12th. And the minister lets us know on the 11th he's not available. There's enough time now for him. But if it so happens that he can at this stage say that there is a serious problem, then that's the reason why I had the minister's meeting here. I thought we would have that in the minister's overseas at the moment. So, honourable members, is that all? Is there anything else? Yes,
thank you very much, sir.
I hope you're not going to make a presentation.
No, not now. I'm happy that the point is that yesterday is a political club, but yesterday, but he is back. He was an
documentation that was distributed to a whole range of concerns from a whole range of people, some of them who didn't even present. So, I'm not understanding whether you're asking the committee now to draw up a list of all these concerns, given that they all appear in the documentation, and that in subsequent meetings there were extensive key issues raised. The issues raised about policy matters, the issues raised in the meetings, where we had this feedback from the minister that he did not intend to comment on what happened at the public hearings. You will recall the last meeting, there was lots of discussion. The feeling was that the minister should come and comment on some of these things. So I'm not sure that the minister is asking for a written thing, because that would involve the committee having to prepare such a document, unless I'm going to be given that task of preparing a document which the committee is not going to have an opportunity to be able to confirm and conduct. I would be preparing a document that the honourable members find some problem with. So I would deal with it this way. I would encourage the Honourable Minister to write to the committee and say, these are the concerns that I have been made available, that have been made available to me, and I'm familiar with these kind of public hearings. And I will be attending that meeting and be addressing these concerns. Okay? Then if you circulate that thing to me privately, I will circulate such a thing to the members, and then they can comment on that if they so like, that there's some other things that they want the minister to address. I think that would be the best. Otherwise, you're going to call out for a meeting where the honourable member is going to reassess for probably years, which is something which they've already done, and there was that debate. So I think you should make extensive use of your notes and of the public hearings, look at this, and then just put them down and say, look, I will be coming. You don't have to give us the presentation, just send up a thing. We'll be coming to comment on this and that. Simple point form, bullet point form. Okay? And then we could see from there, before we have that meeting, whether the minister needs to adjust that presentation. I don't want to encourage the members to get into this thing, because they would be submitting something that the committee itself might not want to, you understand. The committee will have to sit down and say, no, but this is more, or this is too poor. I think it comes from the watchman, Karen, from the minister, and you should be able to advise the minister on that. This one. Adjournment. But can I just end on that note? Because I don't think, unless somebody is in disagreement with me on what I've said. Honourable members, we are adjourned. Ah, Mr. Santo.
Yeah, well, on time.
I just adjourned now, but I'll allow it side of it.
So if they didn't answer, they didn't approve, then I'm not going there.
I don't care. No, don't worry about
that. I just want you to know so that I can be calculating by now. Where will I be? Can I drive? Do I need to fly?
Do what you must do.
Don't you have an idea? Will it be in Victoria?
Thank you.